Hello and welcome to KnitWorks, a series of talks powered by Rural Knit Youth Network, covering the challenges of rural knits, young people not in employment, education or training, living in the countryside. Rural Knit Youth Network is a European-led multidisciplinary network with the goal of understanding how rural knit social inclusion can be supported. Our network upholds future research capability, especially among young, talented researchers aiming at the creation of a rural youth online observatory. With these initiatives, we hope to foster knowledge use by policymakers and practitioners. To learn more about our project, please visit rnyobservatory.eu-web. In this episode, Slaven Gasparovic and Oscar Prieto Flores share the lessons learned with a special issue, Lessons on Building More Sustainable Rural Societies, Youth and Mobility, organized by the Rural Knit Youth Network. Rural young people out-migration seems to be one of the main drivers of rural communities' brain draining. One of the important lessons learned has to do with the importance of transportation and distance to big centers as main drivers of youth mobility.
Yeah, this is a very worrisome situation for many places where the population trends are growing, no? Especially because if there are regions where youth are increasingly to leave, there's no future or the future of these regions is at stake. No? So the main structural factors that can be identified from evidence or from other research are especially those of connected with work opportunities. But there are also other elements that are connected with belonging. So we know that those people with higher educational credentials, education, they tend to leave the urban areas to study and to work. And of course, metropolitan areas are having those more the most privileged jobs. So and this is a factor that that is connected with out-migration in many countries.
Our guests conclude that the patterns of rural youth mobility will become even more fluid, with dominant out-migration fluxes driven by professional development and access to tertiary education being tempered by incoming young people, especially migrants looking for opportunities in agriculture and related activities in rural areas. You can listen to this and other talks in full on the Rural Knit Youth Network project website at rnyobservatory.eu. This podcast is based upon work from COST Action Rural Knit Youth Network, supported by COST, European Cooperation in Science and Technology. COST is a funding agency for research in innovation networks. Our actions help connect research initiatives across Europe and enable scientists to grow their ideas by sharing them with their peers. This boosts their research, career and innovation. Visit www.cost.eu.